but from mobile phones to fruit flies. I don't know, Chris, are you an aggressive person? Would you say you're an aggressive man?
Maybe, under certain circumstances. It depends if someone steals my breakfast, like my daughter did this morning.
Would you have a fight in a pub or something like that?
Actually, I've never done that, but I know someone who has.
It's not Ben, is it? Anyway, researchers from Caltech, the California Institute of Technology, have made a step forward in understanding how aggression may be hardwired into the genes, well, at least for fruit flies. Now, this is research from Professor David Anderson and his colleagues writing in the journal Nature this week, and they found a chemical pheromone that controls aggression in flies, and they've also pinpointed the nerve cells in their antennae that detect these pheromones and send signals to the brain, telling them flies to, you know, start kicking it all off.
I'm a bit worried about this because you asked me if I was an aggressive person, now you're talking about flies and pheromones. I'm not a fly. Don't we already know about fly pheromones, though?
Well, we do know a bit about insect pheromones, and we've known for a while that insects can respond aggressively to certain chemicals when they're presented with artificial versions of them. But we don't know how much they use these pheromones normally to control their aggression. And to prove it, the scientists had to track down the exact receptors in the insect nerve cells that receive these chemical signals, something that at the moment can only be done using fruit flies, as scientists know quite a lot about their nervous system. Now, the scientists discovered that a chemical called... Vaccinal acetate, or CVA for short, can make pairs of male flies get aggressive, and they rear up on their hind legs and start bashing each other with their forelegs. And when they put pairs of male flies near a little mesh cage containing other males that were producing this chemical, they became aggressive. But when researchers silenced the nerve cells that respond to this chemical, the flies no longer showed the aggressive behaviour.
So if you put loads of male flies together in one place, that promotes aggression, and is that because they're making lots of this chemical then?
Yes, and this was something that the researchers could actually test. Now, male fruit flies, they like to gather on food because it gives them opportunities to mate with passing female flies and also to feed. Now, normally they all kind of rub along okay, but if there's too many male flies, then obviously there might be a sort of too many to mate effectively or to feed effectively. So the researchers took male flies that had been genetically manipulated to have hypersensitive nerve cells that detect the CVA chemical. And they found that when these flies gathered on food, there was basically a massive fight, and they all fought each other until there was just one successful fly left. But when they tested unmodified flies, they all just kind of, you know, just got on with it and sat there together.
Oh, to be that fly. So what does that actually tell us about this aggressive behaviour then?
Well, the researchers think that when the population of male flies gets too high, then the levels of this chemical rise, because obviously there's lots of flies producing this hormone, this pheromone. So this makes the flies aggressive, they start fighting, and they drive away some of the male flies. And if they fly off, obviously the concentration of the chemical will drop, and the flies all calm down, and the cycle kind of keeps repeating. Now, at the moment, they've done this just in the lab, but they think it should be possible to find out if this is happening in the wild. And of course, it would be interesting to see if these kind of chemicals might be at work in humans. Maybe we should go down some nightclubs where there's a lot of men and do some measuring.
Perish the thought of a giant human flypaper. Thank you, Kat.